We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're continuing Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara is continuing Pshat in the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah was about all the things that are Mutar Bahana, or at the time Mutar Bahana. Then it says, Ova Zmanoi Oser Bahanosai. After the Zman, it's Oser Bahana. So Gemara says, Pshita. Rashi's not Gerus Pshita, because it's a Chiddush that's Oser Bahana after Zman. That's all Pashit. The Rashi says the Tana basically holds Mutar Bahana Kol Shiva. So he's not Gerus Pshita. But we'll tell you what types of Pshat in a second. But meanwhile, we'll learn without Rashi's Pshat of Pshita. Of his man, also by Nosoi, Lechvich Lashas der Rabbanon. It's teaching us even Meshas der Rabbanon means the sixth hour, which Midr Rabbanon's Osir Ba Achila, it's also Osir Ba Hana at that hour. The Omer of Gidol Omer Rav, Chir Ba Yosef, Omer Vyechon, Mekadesh Mesheshoyis Vilamayla. Someone's Mekadesh from the sixth, beginning of the sixth hour and on. I feel with Chitik or Denaisa, even with Chitik or Denaisa, which means Chitim that were very hard, but they got wet, so a Choshesh does Chometz. Ain Choshesh no Kedushin. It's not a good Kedushin. So you see, Rashi says, obviously we're talking about the beginning of the sixth hour, because after the sixth hour, it's Pasha. You wouldn't need Rav Gidol to tell us this. So Rav Gidol is saying, V'shem Rav Yechanan, that Mekav Shei Shoyes from Mayla, beginning of Shei Shoyes, Osa Bahana, and that is Pshat our Mishnah, Ova Zman, Osa Bahana, so means even by the beginning of Shoyes, the Rabbanon. But Rashi learned there's no Pshita. What? Right, that's the Rashi said before. I'll call Mekav Shei Rabbanon. That's the Pshat, why it works. But Halacha is Osa Bahana. Now, Tosfos brings down Rashi as not Gerus Pshita, because it's not so Pashut that it's Osa Bahana. You have to tell it to us. But Tosfos says, Pshat at the end, because there's a Tana in the first parak that says, Sarfin Chametz. So you see it's Osa Bahana, because since you have to burn it, that Mandiyama must hold Osa Bahana. Because if you're basically it holds no Osa Bahana, you don't have to burn it. You could just give it to your Kelev or sell it to a guy. So vice versa, the Mishnah in the first parak saying Sarfa, Akarcha means Osa Bahana. That's what Amar's Kasha Pshita is. We know it already from the first parak. That's the way Tosfos learns the Kasha Pshita. And Amar's Taratiri is teaching us that Shoyis Darabonon is Osa Bahana. And it makes no difference la between Rashi and Tosfos, just if tomorrow's kash is pshita or not. Then the Mishnah says, not only is Osa Bahana, but I also can't heat the tanner with this chametz. So Yasek by tanner v'karayim, tomorrow pshita, it's pashut. It's one of the hana. What's the shayla? Lo tzrich l'Rav Yehuda. D'amma im bir chametz el sreifa. Yehuda holds that bir chametz is mitzvah b'sreifa. So saka d'achem yino hoil v'amra Yehuda mitzvah b'sreifa. So v'hadik asar lo, after you burn it, it's nasa mitzvah, say. And l'sani minei, you should have enough of it. Kamash v'law, and y'osar b'hana, even while you're burning it. So this, there's no Rashi here, so you have to see Tosfos here to explain this. Why dafka Rav Yehuda is this having? You know, so Tosfos says, "Mishum Rav Yehuda d'amah chometz b'sreifa afrei mutter." The afer is mutter. The time paragraph of tomorrow comes from afrei mutter. The gesag that you would think that while you're burning, you also can have ana. But if you're Rabbanon, there's no havamina that you can have ana while you're burning, because the law is that anything from nekbarim, then the afrei is aser. So if anything has to be buried, doesn't have to be burnt, then the afer is aser. So here there was pasha that would be aser b'hana. So therefore, it's only a Havi Rabbi Yehuda that would be Mutter Bahana, because the Afra is Mutter Kamash Vlon, that while you are burning it, it's Asa Bahana, because it still has a Shem Chametz to a certain extent, and therefore it's Asa Bahana Meshas while you're burning the Chametz. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Dr. Maravaita, coming up is from the more famous Sugyas in Shas. It's a Sugya of Chizki and Rav Avoh. Oma Chizki, Menayin L'Chametz V'Pesach She'Asa Bahana. How do you know that Chametz and Pesach Asa Bahana? So Rechizkiah says it's a special drasha by Pesach. Shenema lo ye'ochel chametz. Don't say lo ye'ochel chametz. The lashon of the pasuk is lo ye'ochel chametz. And we darshan, it should not be cause you to eat in any way, shape, or form, anything. Lo ye'heba heta achila. And if you have anah, usually it translates into money. What I do with money, I buy food. So that's a way of eating it. Even anah translates into eating it. So I'll read Rashi. Rashi says, "Mekarina lo ye'achal mash lo yehebe heta maybe de shum achila." Shouldn't be a heta that brings you to any type of achila. V'stam hanois l'de achila heim bayis. Most hanois come at the end of the day to eating. Shalekech medam v'dva meichel. Most money is spent on food, and therefore you're going to come to food. It says by chametz you can't have any shaykes. Therefore, you can't have any hana. That's how Chizkiah learns. You have a special drasha by chametz that lo ye'achal means it says don't say lo ye'achal. It's lo ye'achal. Teach us isa hana. Time with the kasher chmona lo yeichel chametz. How loy kasher lo yeichel? If didn't say lo yeichel, have a mina is achila mashma is another mashma. That means according to Chizkiah, a classic lo yeichel in the Torah does not mean iser hana, only means iser achila. For example, if you have a pasuk that says you can't eat giranasha, is it also bahana? So Chizkiah says no. It's lo yeichel means it's eating. It doesn't mean hana. Only by chametz is lo yeichel. And this argues on Rav Avoh. Pligadur Rav Avoh. On Rav Avoh, kol makoim, anywhere in the Torah, shenema lo yoichal, or lo yisoichal, or lo yisoichlu, echad issa achila, ve'echad issa anah mashma. It includes everything. Any hana. Achila doesn't mean like specifically achila. Any hana means. Achi yaparach la kosov kaderach yaparach la veilun. Until the Torah specifies that it's mutter to eat, just like it specifies by nevelah. And to bring the raya Rav Avoh, we'll have a long brisa, and we'll come back to the raya at the end of the Amid. The Tanya, lintan a brisa. Loisoichlu kol nevela. You should not eat the person not eating nevela. That means a behemoth that died without shechita. Leger, what you do with it? Leger shav shirecha titnano va'akla. You should give it to the ger who lives by you. That means a ger taishav, like Rashi says. It means a person who's a non-Jew who was mekavel not to do avodah zara. So he's called a ger taishav. You should give it to him for a present. Oy machal anachri. Or sell it to the non-Jew. So it's clearly mutavahana. But the Braisa analyzes this pasuk. It says, you're not eating nevela, you give it to a ger, or you sell it to a goy. Ainli a leger v'nesino, all you see from here is that you're allowed to give it to a ger taishav, v'nochir v'mechir, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. What about leger v'mechiro menayim? Can I sell it to a ger? Maybe I have to give him a present, I can't sell it to a ger. Tamaloyma leger asher b'sharecha titaneno oy mechar. You read it together. It says in the pasuk that Leger Asher B'Sharecha Tenen of Achla Oymachal and Achri Ki Am Kar Hashem Lekecha. So you learn Leger Asher B'Sharecha Tenen of Achla Oymachar. It goes both things, and the Gemara says the opposite. The same is true the opposite way also. Lenachri B'Nasim Menayin. Hey, let me give a present to Goy Menayin. Tamalayim to Tenen of Achla Oymachar Lenachri. So it's going back on both. Going to, in front. The titnena v'akla is going when it says afterwards lenachri. Titnena v'prezent v'akla yimachar lenachri. Nimsis ataymer echad ger ve'echad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina. Divi ramei. So you see from here that echad ger ve'echad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina. Divi ramei. That's what ramei holds, that it makes a difference. Rav Yehuda Emeno, Dvarim Kiksavam, that you only have a ger v'nesina v'nachri b'mechira. Now I give it to a guy for a present. And even as a tzad, you know, I'll sell it to a ger. He says, this is the way it is. The way it's written, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. That's what Yehuda should do. Chalik's Rav Yehuda, if the nevela has to be exactly like this, that you only let it give it to a ger and sell it to a goy. But you can't give it to a goy and you can't sell it to a ger. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the time of Rav Yehuda? Yitzhak Adayta, because he says, you know what? Because if Rav Meir's drasha is true, that both Titanena and Machara are going on both of them, why does it say oy? Either give it or machar. What's oy machar? Oy lamali shmamnel dvaram kiksavam. That's very specific. It's very exact. That the ger gets a present and the nachri gets it sold to him. That's a Rishita, because it shouldn't have said oy. So what's Rav Meir do? What does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir, you're right. Shouldn't have said oy. Just says oy to tell you that it's a better. It's a better choice to give it to the ger than to sell it to the goy. Because he's someone that you want to take care of. But Rav Meir, oy lahak masina the ger, lemechir the nachri. So Rav Yehuda said, if that's the oy, so then maybe Taka means going on both the oys for that. Rav Yehuda, ha'lo tzarech kra. To say that the ger is, goes first, it's not a pasuk, it's a svaro. Given the ger at the mitzvah lach yosai, the nachro yi at the mitzvah lach yosai, loy tzarech kra, you're only a pasuk, it's a svaro. So Adkan, this Brisa, the reason Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. And a Rav Avoh is going to be a riot from here that Evi Lo Yisoycha means Issa Hano. So Gemara says, Fira Rav Meir is a raya, Rav Yehuda is not a raya. Vizlo Rav Meir, Dama Echad Ger, Echad Nachri, Bein Mechir, Bein Nesina. So Me Itzra Kral, Le Mishra Nevela Vano, this is the Torah had to tell us, that's what the Vano, Ha Kol Isurim Shiva Torah, Asurim, Bein Mechir, Bein Vano. Since you need the Torah to specify, you're allowed to give it to the Ger and sell it to the Ger. And like give it to Goy and sell it to Goy. So it must be, what do you mean? Obviously, it's mutavana. Torah says it really would have been asa bahana. Like evi lo yisaycha in the Torah. By nevela, special heter that you're allowed to have hana. Ela Rav Yehuda modvarim kiksavim mudasa, that's specific. Maybe really everything's mutavana. Here we're just telling us how to do it. So then you don't know kol surim shim b'tayra. How kol surim shim b'tayra lamali? You don't know all surim b'tayra asa bahana. Because are you telling me why it's specified? Because tell you halacha. Advarim kiksavim. I can ask me if you're a mayor. Also, maybe he's telling you kadima. Maybe he's telling you kadima if you're a mayor. So Taisa says no. That Taisa has a kasha. Tamele the mayor nami yiksha albaram Taisa itzuch lakdum in esina deger. So he says if the Torah didn't write anything, I would know misvar lakdume. The Torah shouldn't have said anything. Now the Torah said all these things, you have to specify with an oy, because if not, we think it's going back on both and it's equal. But if it didn't say anything, then you wouldn't know Masfara. So Fira Meir, if Taka the fact was, everything's Mutabano, you didn't have to say anything. And since we had to tell you that a ger and a nochri is mutter to give it to them or sell it to them, it's a raya, the Eviloi Soichal means Isser Hano. And that's where Ravo's Makar, the Fira Meir. Fira Yehuda, what's the Makar? So the Gemara. This is why a treifa. A treifa is a behema that you shecht, but it had a fatal sickness or something wrong with it that was going to die within the year. It's called a treifa. Now let it eat it. So mekelav tashlichon oisai, and especially word oisai. Oisai ata mashal kelav. You have to mashal kelav kol asur mutar. It's a diak. You only allowed to give treifa to a kelav, but all of the surim is asavana. That's a diak. Now Rashi speaks out. If you just said mekelav tashlichon. So why you say that's lona raya? Because why I have to give a heter? I know it must be another sana for treifa. So that wouldn't be raya. Because maybe the Torah is telling you that you should not give it to a kelev because the kelev didn't bark when the Eden went out of Mitzrayim. And the Torah gave schar for every person. Rashi even speaks out that the nichbat schar a kelev min ha'ir chavim, because an avail has to be sold to a guy. He gets it for free. That's what Rashi speaks it out. His presence is even better. But that just said that you would say that's what it's for. But now it says oisoi, it's a deer. Oh, you saw you had the mashal kelev. You had the mashal kelev. Call sum shavatayra. Rameyer, Rameyer, tine is back. So what does Rameyer do? Rameyer learns out from there that everything else also bahana. So why does Rameyer need the word oisai? So Rameyer uses oisai for something else. Oisai at the mashal kelev. You had the mashal kelev. Chulin chenishtchu ba'azara. The loch is that chulin was shechted ba'azara. It's also ba'achila. You learn out from a pasuk. The pasuk says hiyirchak mincha hamokim v'zavachta va'achalta. And it's a diak. Dafka, when you're far from the Beis HaMikdash, you can shecht and eat. But when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to shecht and eat. So we make a drasha that oisoi, kelav shechun oisoi, this type of mechitza, treifa is always called coming out of its mechitza, because basa besada treifa, it's in that pasuk, which sounds like besada, it has shaykhis to mechitzas. So we learn that from there also, because we learn a pasuk, from that pasuk, the uber stuck out in the hand, b'shash chita, it's learned from that pasuk. So you learn the diak to other things that have to do with mechitza, which is chulin shishtu ba'azara, something to do with mechitza. In the mechitza of Mikdash, it's awesome. So we're learning that from the oisai, the dafka, this type of thing, like a treifa, is mutter. Masha enkeng, other things that are mechitza dik, like chulin shishtu ba'azara, will be asur to eat on. That's the teaching of the Chulin Shavazara will be Aser Bahana. So Rameyer is saying you don't need it to teach us Kol Tarek Gula, but you need it for Chulin Shavazara. Ve'idach, the Gdir doesn't want to say Lashon of Loi Seichel, doesn't say Lashon of Loi Seichel, so that's why he needed Drashadin to tell us that's Aser Bahana. Ve'idach, the other man they all hold, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Chulin Shavazara lav deraisa. You hold that Taka, that's Aser Bahana, it's not deraisa. The Taka won't be mid-deraisa Aser Bahana. So upon him, that's how, just to recap what we learned, is that we have a machlokes. Chizkiyah learns that by chametz, you know, isa no'af and lo yeyachel. Rabbi always says, no, lo yeyachel means isa v'hana. What's the raya? So he has two rayas, one fira mei, one fira yuda. Fira mei, the raya is from nevela. Then nevela needs a special heter to give it to a gero to sell it to a guy. So it must be everywhere else also v'hana. And fira yuda, the raya is, it says by treifa, kev tishichun yisoy, only here is it mutter, everywhere else also v'hana. So every other lo yisoychel, according to Rabbi, every time it's lo yisoychel, it's also v'hana. Until proven otherwise. So now, next Blat Gemara is going to handle a bunch of different Isurim in the Torah. Is it Aser Bahana? Like Gera Nasha and Arla and all the different Gutta Zachen that says Aser Lo Yisaychel. Is it Aser Bahana or not?